CPR 41 for the week ending June 4th, 2011.
From a band called Orange. New rest for the weekend.
seen. The system wishes games, but the jury had to plead. So no one's listening to you, cause you know that once a kid, now you're always a child. Pimping gets you money so it can be self-styled. The time and place right here is now.
Pirate Radio, we live by one simple rule: don't suck. We'll be right back.
prostitutes that build behind. Talkie talkie, five brothers on a table. One guy said he's another brother. They may be all fucking gas, they may be all fucking coals. I don't know if that place safe. West Shore 300, let's go, go, go.
From his gun turret, high atop Rancho Del Waldo, it's Uncle Waldo.
How the hell are y'all, folks? How y'all doing out there? It's your old pal, Uncle Waldo. Welcome back to Campground Pirate Radio. I'm back. Yeah, some of you people have been coming in, you know, wondering where the hell I've been, because I took about 2 weeks off here. In fact, this show's a little bit late getting out, and I do apologize for that. But, you know, there's been a lot of stuff going on around here. Let's see. I took some time off mainly so I could do some work on the websites. I don't know if you noticed, if you've stopped by campgroundpirateradio.com lately, we got a whole new look on there. We got some of the clutter off the stuff and made it real easy for you to find everything. In fact, you may find that there's a little buy Waldo a beer thing down there. You know, it's domestic, whatever, you know, import, six-pack, whatever. Hey, anything you guys can help out with would be great. But one of the big things I knew was going to happen here, you know, you've probably heard me talk a little bit about Sue, the world's oldest potbelly pig. That's our little pig, Sue. And back on May 27th, well, let's just say the cancers were, you know, a little too much, and it got time that we had to put her on down. And that was a really, really rough day for us. In fact, it was a pretty rough weekend, that whole Memorial Day weekend here. And, but she was a good little pig, and I got to throw a shout out to Dr. Statton and her aide, the veterinarians that came on out. I've heard some horror stories. I mean, some absolute horror stories about putting down little potbelly pigs because, you know, they don't have veins, you know, exposed that you can find easily, you know, insert the needle and, you know what I mean. But she came up with a way, and let's just say Sue just went to sleep. And she felt no pain. So, Sue, wherever you are, you're a good little pig. Mommy and Daddy's going to miss you. But, hey, we got some other stuff going on. But, what else was happening here? Oh, here's one that's going to blow you away. Literally, no pun intended. But Steph's stepfather, he drives truck. And, you know, he took off a couple of weeks ago, and he was heading back east with a load. He was over in Sedalia, Missouri, as a matter of fact, on May 25th. And I don't know if anybody caught that on the news, but a twister touched down in Sedalia. And as a matter of fact, Richard was outside in the truck stop. You know, he had the little dogs with him. They were out, you know, walking around. He was talking with somebody. And when somebody came up and whistled real loud and pointed to the south side of the parking lot, well, he turned around and looked and saw two semis airborne. He literally reached down, grabbed both the dogs, and dived into his cab, slammed the door before the tornado hit. Now, let me put, I got to set this thing up for you here, because where Richard was parked, he was in between a grain bin and another truck that was parked to the left side of him. Well, that truck slammed into the side of him and pushed him into the grain bin, which, thank God, was full, and pinned him down. Which turned out to be great because the tornado went directly over him. He literally sat in the back of the cab as he felt the truck lift off the ground and then slam back down, blew the windows out the side. Oh, my God. And for anybody out there who's never been through a tornado, he said, yep, it's true. It sounds like a freight train. So he's stuck in a Motel 6 right now outside Kansas City here, waiting to hear back from the insurance agent. I think they're going to have to total the truck out. We saw pictures of it on KC News out there, and it wasn't pretty out there. I'll be honest with you, folks. It hasn't been a great year out here at the Radio Ranch, except for one thing, and that's you folks. Because, you know, after Sue, we went and I popped something up on Facebook there, and just the outpouring of love from you guys was just amazing. I want to thank each and every one of you so much for the kind words you said. And, you know, like I said, it's for you guys here. You know, except for you, this year's been a write-off. But you guys, you make it all worth it. So, hey, here's what I want to do. In the time I was off, I got a ton of great music coming on in. And what I want to do is I want to play just a whole big block of this stuff here, okay? So, right off the bat, I got a brand new song from a brand new album. The band is called Grey Goes Down. I want to get their name right because last time I called them Grey Goose Down. Nope. Grey Goes Down. Here's their brand new track from their upcoming CD. It's called So Easy. First time anywhere here in the CPR. Enjoy!
Nothing if it's nothing, then you fast forward. in my pocket. How does that sound? Find another nickel in your rush tray. Extra nugget, extra nugget.
know everything seems strange. Even things at school, they're not right. You remember that kid with the different colored eyes who picked on me? It seems he's disappeared from sight. His parents are frantic, and they say when his mom went through his room, she found a frog in a shoebox underneath his bed, with one brown eye and one eye blue. When I told mother about it, she started laughing and said, "What a scream." Then she broke into a chorus of "It's Not Easy Being Green." Mother's acting strange. Even watching TV, there's no rest. Every night it's Charmed or Bewitched. She says she likes the first Darren best. Now tonight she says she'll be home late. And while she's gone, I should sweep out my room. Now I've looked all over this house, and I can't find the room. Mother's acting strange. Mother, is that you? Mother, do you think they'll drop the bomb?
Down on the farm. Shut that door, you born in a barn. Well, I ain't no farmer, but that's no fun. Ain't gonna work all day till the work is done. Better shake that thing, maybe till the butter comes. Well, goodness can't pay the rent these days. But these comfort days don't pound away. Set that zipper, snap that snap. Woo, I'm just getting in the deadline. We'll shake that thing, baby, till the butter comes. Well, I say now, shake, baby, shake, baby, shake it, baby, shake it, 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 baby, shake it, shake that thing, baby, till the butter comes. Well, I say now, shake, shake. Shake one time for me. I said shake that thing, buy you a diamond ring.
Christian D and the Hangovers and Corn Fed Dames. We kicked this thing off with Gray Goes Down So Easy. We had the Silverman in there with Attack. And what else do we have? We had Chimp Change. There's a brand new stuff I got in this week with their song Bruises. And a very weird one from this dude, Casey Redmond here. I think it's like a one-man band or some damn thing, but it's called Mother's Acting Strange. And it was just, I was listening to the stuff he sent in, and that one was just weird enough to make the cut. Hey, so let's get back into something really interesting here. This is turning into one of my favorite bands here. This is Stereophonic Space Sound Unlimited, kind of a spaghetti lounge surf band. Well, I don't know what the hell the song's called, Der Mittler or something German like that, but enjoy.
Yeah. What time is it?
Hey, Uncle Waldo, it's Dylan Boswell, the bomb-throwing anarchist, with another Molotov cocktail of outrage to get your blood boiling. This time I have a story to tell with a happy ending, though the cops don't come off looking too good. Our protagonist is a Canadian web consultant, one Sean Powers. Mr. Powers had his laptop stolen while on business in New York City a couple of weeks back. After returning to his home in Ottawa, Ontario, he got a message through his anti-theft software, Prey, that his MacBook Pro was online. He was not only able to see exactly where in New York City his Mac was being used, but he could literally see the cretin tapping away at its keys via snapshots surreptitiously taken by the user-facing webcam. He was even able to get the man's name after he logged into his Skype account using his full real name. Now here's where it gets interesting. Owing to his large following among tech geeks, Sean Powers has over 12,000 Twitter followers. So when he posted the man's name along with photos taken by the EyeSight camera and the location reported by the anti-theft software, there was an instant internet posse at the ready to investigate the suspect and formulate a recovery plan. It was quickly revealed that the user was not just located at a certain tequila bar in NYC, but that the nefarious MacNapper was none other than one of the part owners of said bar. To his credit, Sean Powers didn't want anyone getting hurt in a potential nasty confrontation, so he took all the information his followers had helped compile and contacted New York's finest. At first, they said they'd send an officer, and a friend headed down to the restaurant to await their arrival and act as his representative to claim the computer. But after she sat for what seemed like an eternity, he called the NYPD again and they said they weren't coming after all. Why? Because he hadn't filed a report. Never mind that he was in Canada. Never mind that he had also lost his birth certificate and other important documents in the theft, and that he and his Twitter team had done literally all their work for them, and they had a criminal, at the very least a recipient of stolen property, dead to rights, and all they had to do was send an officer around. No, they were simply too busy harassing cyclists and shooting immigrants and sexually assaulting drunk women in their apartments to bother with it. So finally, Sean Powers' NYC fans took matters into their own hands. The first woman who had gone down to meet the cops had by then befriended some other employees at the bar, including another one of the owners. She'd gotten his cell number and seen him leaving with a laptop bag. Intrigued by the developing drama, a guy named Nick Reese headed down to get involved. At this point, Mr. Powers advised against anyone doing anything, and I imagine him wringing his hands and biting his nails in fear of someone getting hurt on his account. But in the end, the final confrontation ended with the safe and peaceful return of the laptop and the bag and the birth certificate and all the ID inside it. Mr. Reese then sent it all back to Sean Powers in Canada. No police involvement necessary. Turns out, you can go to the cloud for open-source law enforcement. Yep, when your laptop's stolen and you're 500 miles away, there's an app for that, too.
Take my chance, get it, I'll be out in a hundred in my stance. Then think I'll meet you in the best head trade. Put my interests away.
the Dwarves, and There Better Be Women. Before that, we had Mosquito, and kicking off this set, we had, who the hell was that? Oh yeah, the New Bomb Turks and Automatic Teller. Hey, and like I said, I did a whole bunch of new work on the webpage, so I want to invite you all over to campgroundpirateradio.com. Go check it out, man. See what I did. I laid it out. Hopefully, it's a little bit better. So, you know, leave me a comment. Let me know what you think. Hey, listen, down at the bottom of the front page, you're going to see a little spot there called Buy Waldo a Beer. Basically, it's just a simple subscription site. You know, $2, $4, $8. So if this show means something to you, you know, I would really appreciate it, you know, if you wanted to, you know, contribute to it. I mean, you don't have to. That's cool. I'll still do this anyways. But, you know, it makes it a hell of a lot easier to buy the music, fix the equipment, bury my pig, you know, and all that good stuff. But, yeah, if you want to swing on by, just click on one of those. It'll go over to a PayPal account and, you know, just choose whichever one you want. And I'd really appreciate it. Hey, listen, you can also join us over on Facebook. Look for Campground Pirate Radio Fans over on Facebook. We're over 700 now, and we're still growing. So, you know, if you don't know anybody that's, you know, somebody should be on there and isn't on there, tell them, you know, send them a link to the site. That'd be great. You can also follow me over on Twitter. I'm at Uncle Waldo. Hey, and listen, if you really enjoy the show, do me a favor. Leave me a review in iTunes. You know, click the 5-star. That'd be cool. And say a few words if you like. That'd be fantastic. We were doing that 100 by 100, trying to get 100 reviews before it hit 100 in Tucson. Well, we're well into the hundreds now, but we got up to about 12 reviews, and seeing as I only had 3 to begin with, hey, we did great, thanks. You know, so for all you people who came by and left me a review, thank you so much, it was very kind of you. And you know what, the more reviews we get, and the more 5-star reviews I get, the higher the show ranks. We're going to, you know, build the campground up even bigger, so... That's where I need your help out. Hey, listen, are you a band out there? You want to hear your music played like, oh, Jesus, who do we have? The Silvermen and Grego's Down and all those guys? Listen, send your music, an MP3, a WAVE, an AIF file to campgroundpirateradio@gmail.com. Keep it under 25 megs. Send it over. Like I said, if I like it, I'll play it. Now, you may notice that the show is just a tad short, you know, this week. And that's mainly because I felt bad because I wasn't able to get you something out here. But I did want to put something together for y'all. So I'm going to have to cut it off over here because Miss Stephanie just got home from work. I want to go hang out with her. So as I wrap this thing up, keep the words of the ignoble Hunter S. Thompson burned into your brain. Don't let the bastards get you down. Peace, everybody. This is B-Flat and Stingers. Enjoy it. I'll see y'all next week. We'll be back with our regular show. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Well, there's 90 minutes of your life you'll never get back. Sorry. You've just listened to Campground Pirate Radio.